Welcome back to Sundial on WLRN. Well, Miami is home to a large number of Puerto Rican immigrants after Hurricane Maria, and many are proving their resilience here in the face of catastrophe. Ivan Nieves and David Torres found their resilience through food. La Social, their family restaurant, which was also a boutique hair salon, was seriously damaged by the hurricane, and their apartment complex in Puerto Rico, located next to the shore, was completely overpowered by water winds. And Nieves' grandfather, who was crippled with prostate cancer, was unable to receive medical attention. Nieves and Torres made the hard choice of leaving their beloved city, San Juan, Puerto Rico, and they found a home for themselves in Miami. They started a new version of their cafe and bistro, La Social, in Miami, and they hoped this would be a beginning of a new life that would help them support their families back at home. Now, the restaurant has been welcomed in Miami by the Puerto Rican community, and we began a conversation with them at their place about the recovery after the storm.
What was left? That's a hard question. So it was hard after Hurricane Maria. A lot of things changed. It was even harder to go out of the door and just like seeing so much people outside. But it was like, what are we going to do now? There was no electricity, no water. We lost the apartment that we had, like the one that we were living on it on King Square Avenue. We were on the 12th floor, and because that was one of the like oldest buildings in the neighborhood. There were no other building as high as that one. So our 12th floor apartment, it was completely viewless of the water. So you were like able to see the whole beach and the whole coast. So imagine like the complete storm going through the windows and just bringing everything from the outside to the inside. The water, salt, like it was crazy. ACs were inside of the bathrooms, like everything. So it was hard just to go in. We didn't spend the hurricane, at least the day of the hurricane, inside of the apartment because we knew it was going to be like something like not good. But we spent the hurricane on the building of the La Social in a friend's apartment. Either way, we finished going down to La Social, to the bunker, as we call it, just to spend the whole day over there because it was too strong.
And there was no power for a while. I mean, so did that mean there was no business? There was nothing you could do? I mean, what was going on in those days after?
Right after the hurricane, there wasn't any power for 4 months. In the beginning, the first 2 weeks, there was a generator in the building that we were able to use. And we started opening for a few hours a day, and we had coffee and grilled cheese sandwiches. Basically, what we needed power was for our refrigerator, so we could keep everything in good condition, but we had everything else we were making with gas. But after the generator blew up 2 weeks into it, and we had a really hard time finding people to fix it, finding parts for it. So after that, it wasn't really smart to try to keep opening, because we would buy inventory and then we would lose it, that we had no refrigerator again. So at that point, 2 weeks after the hurricane, we decided to stop the operation completely until the electricity came back, and then we would, I don't know, think about what we could do to see if we could actually open again or if we had to stay closed.
And yeah, how long did it take, and what was it that finally really, I guess, forced you guys, like a lot of people, to say, we got to leave the island and we're going to have to go try somewhere else?
After we couldn't get any power from the generator or anything, we couldn't continue living in our apartment because it had no windows, it had no electricity, it was on the top floor, so it really wasn't in a livable condition anymore. We couldn't find anywhere else to live because everything was either destroyed like ours, or if it wasn't, there was somebody living there already. So we tried looking for other places to move to. We couldn't find anything. So Ivan's cousin lives here in North Miami, so that's what started it all. We're like, okay, then he had to come here with his grandparents because they're cancer patients, and their doctor left. So they had to come here to get some treatment here so they could continue, it wouldn't be stopped. So Ivan came, and that's what we started looking into, like, let's just move to Miami. Like, we really have, if we open La Social again, we'll figure it out later, but for now, we have to move. We have nowhere to live here. So it took me about a month after Ivan left to travel to Miami because we have two dogs. And to travel with the dogs, you need a certificate that the dogs are in good health. You need, so all this paperwork I couldn't come up with. And then once we moved, we didn't know what was gonna happen there.
Real quickly, I wanted to ask you, Ivan, about, you know, because we were talking about, you know, how long you were there before you guys finally decided you couldn't stay. And for you, I mean, there were some family issues as well.
Yeah, I think after Hurricane, we were able to open 2 weeks, La Social, right? So after that, generator blew off. So everything, like, again, it was like soaring again. So let's see how we go. And then we had this situation with my grandfather's, and he was like, okay, so what's the next step? Because he's our doctor's living right now. Probably half of the island doctors are living too. So it's just like, that's nothing we can, like, that's not on our hands. So we have to find a solution for that. So that's when we realized that we had to do, like, some moving, and we needed to do something quick, because if not, it was going to be, like, really, really hard. At that point, airplanes and even the airport, it was, like, really chaotic, because some people were able to get flights really fast. But at the second week, it was like everyone was thinking about leaving. So at that point, it was like, or you get a flight now, or you're going to stay. Or you get a flight now, or you're going to stay. So I think that was when we realized, and we bought up three flights, one for me and two for my grandmother and grandfather. And that's definitely when we said, like, where's the closest and easiest point to just move and, like, get help for them. And then we organized. Let's just do the jump, whichever spot is easier. And we got a cousin over here that lives in Miami, in North Miami. And I called her, so like, is it a possibility that we just, like, go over there? I don't have to sleep over there, but grandmother, grandfather need a spot. And she was welcoming enough to. I stay over there for almost a month or two. But that's definitely when we realized that we needed to do something about it.
What's going on right now in Puerto Rico? Is that place still going or no?
It's 100% working right now. We were able to rent it to Fabiana, that she's doing a great job as a stylist. We have the boutique slowly but coming, and we got the juice bar, pastry shop, and bistro running. Weekends are top. They're brunch like nothing happened. I have to say, like, I feel like at the beginning we were doubting about people. Like, the customer is going to be there, we're going to be able to do sales. But at this point, I think what we understood about what everything happened and everything, like, has been going on, it's just, like, people needed some safetiness, some, like, just to realize, like, what was left, or, like, what it was before having, like, completely gone, and we needed something just to attach to it, because at some point, people were lost. It's just, like, what am I going to do now? So I feel like La Social became that one of spot, like, at least not everything changed. At least I got something that I feel safe, and I go over there and I can have meeting, I can hang out, I can just have fun. I just, like, whatever I need to do, I can go over there. It's just like a focal spot in Condado. It's not only for the locals, but it's for locals and tourists. But yeah, it's just like, it's a focal point. It's just like, and I feel like that's something that keeps us holding on, like, we want to keep it going. And I tried, like, it's been really hard because I travel every week over there. But I feel like that's one of, like, the main purpose that we're doing it, because, like, it's needed. Like, we need just people to realize, like, not everything is lost. Just, like, we're here, we're going to make it happen. Just, like, it's slowly, but it's coming.
So that place there in Puerto Rico is so important to the community. Have you recreated, I mean, this is obviously here, you don't have all the same things. It's a bit different situation, but how would you describe this location here in Miami compared to what you have in Puerto Rico? Are you trying to rebuild that here?
I feel like for us, it was really important. I think that was something that David was, like, pushing it since the beginning. We have to find a community where we can attach ourselves to. So I remember having one conversation when I was looking for spaces that we were saying, we should go to Weston, we should go to small community, we should go, like, where people, like, live together, but, like, they know each other, and, like, they go out every week and or every on the weekends. And it was weird because, first of all, when I got here, everyone said, like, no, you should go to Brickell, no, you should go to Wynwood, no, you should go to Midtown. And we were, like, almost signing for Midtown. And when I got here, I got, like, we got this sense that we always, it's just, we have to feel it. It's not about, like, oh, it's square space and it's have the amount of space needed. But when we got here, this place was destroyed. But the tree, the area, it got us. So we said, like, you know what? It may happen. It's a possibility. And now we just realize, like, the Bellamy community, the Morningside community, like, this Mimo community is really, really, really close. So it feels like almost like being a condado, because there's a lot of Latinos. There's a lot of, like, people from all over the world. And they just also needed a spot where they get together, where they meet. You can see it for now. Like, people out of, like, the kids go out of school, and this is a meeting point. Dad goes out of work, and they meet over here. So that's what we're looking for. We don't like that, like, I don't know. We're not a franchise build business. So we needed, we also encourage to have that family relationship. So it's not only about just the business, it's just the relationship that we create with the customer. So for that, it's really important for us just to have that ambience.
How often do you get to talk to other Puerto Ricans like you who had to leave and come here? And I just want to get a sense of what they're telling you. Do they long for that, the chance to go back? Or have they just accepted, you know what, maybe I can't go back. It's just never going to work. I got to stay here and just start over.
We meet Puerto Ricans every day here, like every single day. Puerto Ricans in our same situation that had to leave are usually, at least in the area here in Miami, they're usually professionals, doctors, lawyers, bankers. And yeah, they had to leave because the situation in the island couldn't live there anymore. They didn't have a job anymore. We knew a lot of people in retail. Their stores closed completely, so they had to be relocated to other places in the United States. And yes, there's always the homesick aspect of it. But the reality is that we have to have jobs, and until the island is not up to where it was, and until the economy is not back to where it was, it's going to be really hard for a lot of those people to go back, because they can go back, but they really don't have a job to go back to. And how do you support your family, and how do you become just keep becoming better and better and better if you don't have, yeah.
It's funny, though, because we even get people that's been here for 25 years and said, like, oh, how's things happening? How's, like, we want to go back, but we're here. So, like, no, it's funny. I think, like, that's one of the things of Puerto Rican. Like, we create our family no matter where we are. So I feel like that's what it makes us really, like, as a community, really, like, what we are. It's been a couple hard months for everyone, like the ones that stay, the ones that go, the ones that have been living for, like, doesn't matter if you're in the United States or not. I think the hope and the communication that we get every time is just like, we're holding on, we're trying to help those who stay, making our effort to do the best as we can. And definitely we're missing home. We're going to miss home, like, doesn't matter when or where, just like, we're gonna miss it. That's how it works, right? Doesn't matter where you, like, where you come from, but if you're Puerto Rican, you're gonna miss your island. That's how it works.
That was Ivan Nieves and David Torres, owners of La Social in Miami. They have one in San Juan, and you can find some of the pictures from their shop on our Facebook at WLRN Sundial. By the way, they have a tasty mango salsa to dip your chips in. Oh, all right.